Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back on Total Information AM, joined now by Chris Moscovitas. He is with TMG eMedia. Their expertise is in cybersecurity. And boy, Chris, there's some interesting stuff out there as the elections are coming around. Good morning, and thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, a lot of topics to unpack here, but the one that jumps out most is the fact that so many municipalities around the country will get their election stuff set up, and their systems are running on Windows 7, which is about to run out of time, and so in some cases even older software than that. And it sounds like in a time that we are worried about hacking and Russians getting into stuff and everything else, that we should have a big old bullseye on our back with this cybersecurity issue.
I think you nailed it. As a matter of fact, not only do major cities and municipalities are running on machines that are running on Windows 7, which is coming to end of life in a few months, but smaller municipalities and smaller counties that don't have the resources are even in worse threat, not only because their election machineries are antiquated, but because they have no cybersecurity protection for their own people. So it's not just a bullseye. We have a bullseye on our backs. We know that we have been hacked. We know that we have been victims of election fraud by the Russians. And now, in many cases, we're sticking our head in the sand and saying, oh, you know, nothing's going to happen. We don't have to worry about it. The reverse is true. We are in big trouble if we don't pay attention.
Now, we should point out end of life. When we say end of life for Windows 7, basically what it means is come January, Windows will no longer provide those automatic security updates for machines running on Windows 7, which means anything new that comes along as far as a security threat is not going to get fixed or patched. How dangerous is that? What kinds of things are you concerned about? And what can be done about it that won't cost struggling cities millions and millions of dollars?
Well, for one, you need to make sure that you move away from a product that's nearing end of life, as you said, essentially not being supported after January. So there needs to be some degree of foresight and some degree of planning. It should not cost millions of dollars to migrate this equipment from Windows 7 into a newer version of Windows. The problem, unfortunately, is that some of the election machines themselves are running Windows 7, and those are the responsibility of the vendor who is providing these things to municipalities. And at that point, the municipality can turn around to the vendor and say, this is a piece of junk, this is not acceptable, you are going to have to upgrade the system, otherwise you're not running the elections, and we want our money back, essentially.
When does it become too late to do that? We've got primaries now, some of them as close as 6 months out, or a little less than that in some places. Of course, the federal election is still a year and change away. Is there enough time, if a city wakes up on Monday morning and decides they need to fix this problem, for something to get done?
Well, that's a very difficult question, George, and I think that the answer to that is probably not, especially if the vendor has not stepped up, into upgrading the equipment and making sure that the equipment is safe and secure. It's tricky. If we're talking about elections of November 2020, you may have a marginal chance of trying to get the equipment into some degree of cybersecurity compliance. If, on the other hand, this equipment is being used on a regular basis for smaller elections and regional elections that are happening over the next few months, no, we are in trouble. And I think that this is a symptom of an overall bigger disease, and it's a disease of ignorance that starts at the local level and goes to the state level and it goes all the way to the federal government. We don't have the necessary know-how at the legislative level that realizes how serious this threat is.
Does it surprise you? I mean, considering all the talk about Russian election interference from an election that's now 3 years gone by almost. Does it surprise you that this hasn't been a priority?
It shocks me that it has not been a priority. At this point in the game, with all of the things that are going on in Washington, with all of the things that are coming out of people's mouths, nothing surprises me anymore. But I am shocked. I am shocked and dismayed that our country, the bastion of democracy, the bastion of free speech, is being reduced into a cyber attack victim by, you know, third parties, third nations. That are laughing at our faces and demonstrating to the world that our democracy is failing. I find this shocking and deeply disturbing.
Tell me this one other thing, kind of off to the side here. This aging computer equipment thing is not just tied to elections. We're also seeing ransomware more and more in various states. Ransomware being when somebody hacks in, takes over your system, and says, we're not giving it back to you until you pay us. Right. How susceptible are city and municipal governments to that?
Very susceptible, because there is no cybersecurity program in place for the local municipalities, and there is no defense in depth rollout of controls that can protect a municipality at its different levels. And it's not only the obsolete hardware, but there is also obsolete software, and they can all be targets, not only of ransomware but also of hacking for a variety of reasons, including bit mining and all sorts of stuff. Depends on what the threat is. So, for example, you will be attacked for ransomware because that may be easy money. But if, on the other hand, Bitcoin is soaring at the marketplace, they may just hack you, take over your computer, and use it for Bitcoin mining, because Bitcoin mining is an expensive and process to go through when we're using computer equipment. So we are very, bottom line is, we're very vulnerable. Municipalities of every size need to have a cybersecurity program in place. A cybersecurity program is something that's dynamic and people need to live up to it. They need to deploy controls in a defense in depth kind of a strategy. And they need to be educated and cyber aware at every level, from the local level all the way to the federal government.
All right. Well, call your councilman, call your alderman or alderwoman, whoever it is to call if you want to ask questions about this. There's a lot of threats out there right now as far as the aging computers go in our city halls, county councils, and everywhere else. Thank you so much.
I think that's wise advice. Very wise advice.
Chris Muscovitas, thank you for joining us on KMOX.
The pleasure is mine all the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.